As they mourned the victims, few in the crowd seemed interested in talking about the gunman, even as more details about the 23-year-old student emerged. NPR's Greg Allen has more on the story.
Seung-Hui Cho was described by people who knew him as a loner, whose writings in an English class were disturbing, containing descriptions of violent attacks with hammers and a chainsaw, writings that led his teacher to refer him to the university counseling service. There were also reports that among the papers found in Cho's room was a long, angry note aimed at people on campus and which said, quote, "You caused me to do this." Police yesterday said Cho did not leave a suicide note, but refused to comment on other writings they've seized as evidence. Virginia's Governor Tim Kaine was on campus yesterday and said he'd been asked by Virginia Tech to form an independent commission that would look at events leading up to the shooting and the university response. Whether police should have responded earlier to Cho's warning signs, Kaine said, would be part of the investigation.
I would view the after-action review as encompassing the entire matter, what was known about this individual, the events of the day and the response thereto. The idea is to do this after any significant incident to learn what we could do differently, and that's what we will do.
Monday's shooting is also leading other colleges and universities around the country to reexamine their crisis response plans. It focused attention on one area in particular, how best to communicate in time of emergency. Virginia Tech was criticized by many on campus for relying on email, messages that began going out more than 2 hours after the first shooting, and which were unlikely to be seen by anyone who wasn't online. Sophomore Teresa Jones says she was alerted to the shooting by loudspeakers mounted at the university's drill field, not far from her dorm room.
I could hear it. It was a little muffled because of the high winds, but I could definitely hear, you know, this is an emergency. Stay in your rooms. Stay away from the windows.
In an era of cell phones and iPods, schools are finding that low-tech communications like loudspeakers may actually be the best way to reach the entire campus quickly. Robert Dahlstrom is police chief for the University of Texas in Austin.
A little over a month and a half ago, we put a siren system up, mainly for weather alerts. But it can also be used if you were to have an active shooter on campus, if you wanted the students to take cover inside a building.
It can also be used to send verbal commands, Dahlstrom says, telling people to stay inside and lock their doors when that's necessary. But that's another issue that some campus security experts say was raised by the shootings in Blacksburg. At Virginia Tech and at many schools with older buildings, doors often can't be locked without a key. Students at Norris Hall, the engineering building where 31 people were killed, talked about how they had to wedge their bodies against the door to keep Cho from entering the classroom. In general, security experts say achieving total lockdowns on large campuses is just about impossible. But one of the most troubling issues raised by Seung-Hui Cho's shooting spree Monday was that it was apparently carried out in two separate episodes. Police investigated the first shooting after 7 a.m. as a domestic dispute in which two people were killed. They took a person into custody whom they termed a person of interest. The second shooting happened 2 hours later. Dahlstrom says his department at the University of Texas sees its share of domestic disputes, but never anything like that.
Here on campus, we have a small city of 70,000 surrounded by a city of almost a million. So there's not a lot of shootings and not a lot of murders in this area. But when they do happen, we've had them happen within a couple blocks of campus, and you don't cancel class for the day because that's happened.
In Blacksburg yesterday, an air of sadness hung over the entire campus, from Castle Coliseum to off-campus bars where people watched the memorial service on overhead TVs. After the service, like many students, Teresa Jones was heading home to recharge and reflect on this week's traumatic events. One thing she's reconsidering is her old notion of what it means to be safe.
This felt like one of the safest places you could be at. You know, you think that of all the schools throughout the country, this is the last place that something so tragic, you know, like this would happen at. You know, I think we're just all hoping that we haven't permanently lost that feeling of security.
University officials say Norris Hall, the scene of most of the shootings, will be closed until the end of the year. And they expect to know later today when classes will resume at Virginia Tech. Greg Allen, NPR News, Blacksburg.